こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Cat here, beginner series season 6, lesson 14.A Japanese accident just waiting to happen.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi, and welcome to JapanesePod101.com.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
We also provide you with cultural insights
and tips you won't find in a textbook. In this lesson, we're going to study how to say something has just happened or someone has just done something.
Right, such as 食べたばかり,
just ate something,
来たばかり,
just came now. And this conversation takes place where?
崖の上です。
On a sheer rocky cliff. And who is having this conversation?
女子と知らない男の人です。
So it's between Josh and a man he doesn't know. So Josh is speaking formal Japanese, and the man is older than Josh, so he's speaking informal Japanese.
では、聞いてみましょう。
Okay, so let's listen in.
そこの人、危ないよ。そこは立ち入り禁止だよ。
え？
立ち入り禁止って言ったの、意味わからない？大きい看板あったでしょ。あ、お客さん、外国の人？
そうです。
日本に来たばかり。
来たばかりではないです。でも、漢字の勉強を始めたばかりなんです。
ああ、だから読めなかったんだ。怒鳴ってごめんね。でも、何してたの？
写真を撮っていました。
そこで事故があったばかりなんだ。だからやめた方がいいよ。
もう一度会話を聞いてください。今度はゆっくり話します。
そこの人、危ないよ。そこは立ち入り禁止だよ。
え？
立ち入り禁止って言ったの、意味わからない？大きい看板あったでしょ。あ、お客さん、外国の人？
そうです。
日本に来たばかり？
来たばかりではないです。でも、漢字の勉強を始めたばかりなんです。
ああ、だから読めなかったんだ。怒鳴ってごめんね。でも、何してたの？
写真を撮っていました。
そこで事故があったばかりなんだ。だからやめた方がいいよ。
今度は英語の訳と一緒に聞いてみましょう。
そこの人、危ないよ。そこは立ち入り禁止だよ。
You over there. That's dangerous. No entry.
え？
は？
立ち入り禁止って言ったの、意味わからない？
I said no entry. Do you not know what that means?
大きい看板あったでしょ。
There was a big sign, right?
あ、お客さん、外国の人？
あ、Sir, are you from abroad?
そうです。
Yes.
日本に来たばかり。
Have you just come to Japan?
来たばかりではないです。
I haven't just got here.
でも、漢字の勉強を始めたばかりなんです。
But I've just started studying kanji.
ああ、だから読めなかったんだ。
ああ、so you couldn't read it.
怒鳴ってごめんね。
Sorry for shouting at you.
でも、何してたの?
But what were you doing?
写真を撮っていました。
I was taking photos.
そこで事故があったばかりなんだ。
An accident just happened there.
だからやめた方がいいよ。
So you should probably stop doing that.
ジョシュは海に来ているんですね。
うん、
で、崖の上で写真を撮っていたんですね。
Yes, that's right. Josh is at the seaside and he was taking photos on top of a cliff.、
うん、
それは今日は海の日だからですか? Is that because it's 海の日, Marine Day today?
ああ、そうですね。7月の3番目の月曜日は海の日ですね。
うん。Marine Day is one of the Japanese national public holidays and it falls on the third Monday in July every year.It's actually a pretty new holiday, isn't it? It was created quite recently.
そう、そうですね。で、海の日は海に行く人が多いです。
Ah, of course. So a lot of people actually do visit beaches and enjoy the summer weather on Marine Day.
キャットさんが最後に海に行ったのはいつですか?
うん、日本の海が大好きで、毎年行きますね。
え、毎年?
I love the beach in Japan and I go every year. Because of course, I come from Scotland and there's not too many sunny, warm beaches.
そうか、そうなんですね。
はい。今年の夏、友達と熱海というところに行ってきました。
へぇ。
So this summer, I went to a place called 熱海 with my friends. It was really beautiful and not too crowded, actually, compared to a lot of the other beaches around Tokyo, which can get very crowded.And also, as a bonus, the sushi at Atami is really yummy.
ああ、本当。
Mm. So I really recommend it.
Atami の漢字面白いですね。暑い海。
そうです。The kanji for Atami actually means hot sea. So you can imagine that the sea might be quite warm at Atami. So definitely go and check it out for yourselves. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. And the first word is?
立ち入り禁止。
Entrance forbidden. No entry. Keep off.
立ち入り禁止立ち入り禁止
And next?
始める
To start, to begin
始める始める
And next?
やめる
To quit, to end, to stop
やめるやめる
And next?
看板
signSignboard, billboard.
看板看板
And finally,
怒鳴る
To shout, to yell.
怒鳴る怒鳴る
Okay, so now let's have a bit of a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. And what's the first one we're going to look at today?
立ち入り禁止
Keep out, no entry.
立ち入り禁止Basically means, 入るな
It means, don't come in. And 立ち入り禁止 consists of two words in Japanese, right?
はい、right. 立ち入り
meaning entering and
禁止
meaning banned or prohibited.
You really have to check the kanji in the lesson notes because とてもよく見る漢字だからですね。
Mm, see it so often in Japan.
Yeah, it's a very common kanji compound. And if you don't know this kanji and come to Japan,There might be a chance you'll be in trouble, just like Josh.
The 禁止, forbidden, part in particular, is a very important one to memorize so that you avoid inadvertently doing something illegal. So, can we hear this word together one more time?
Sure. 立ち入り禁止.
You also should probably memorize the next word too.
危ない.
Dangerous or danger. Isn't there another word that means dangerous in Japanese?
Ah, 危険?
Yes, that's it. 危険 also means dangerous.危ない sounds more colloquial than 危険, right?
そうですね。危険はよくサインで見ますね。
You often see this word 危険 on signs and in written Japanese, whereas 危ない is a more conversational word.
そうですね。例えば、入るな、危険。
Don't come in, danger. Speaking of signs, there's a word that actually means sign in the dialogue.
看板。
And this means sign or signboard or billboard.
すごく恥ずかしいんですけど、日本は看板多いですよね。You'll see signs and advertisement everywhere in Japan. I think it ruins the landscape.
That's true. When you go to particularly popular tourist areas in Japan, even in the countryside, You could come to a crossroads in the car, for example, and there'll be literally hundreds of signs in front of you, like pinned to trees and just sort of stuck into the ground, advertising hotels, amusement areas, restaurants, service areas, onsen, everything. And of course, in Tokyo, everywhere you turn, there's another kanban.
So I'd like to tell them, like, kanban kinshi.
So no more signboards. The focus of this lesson is how to say something has just happened.
You learn the usage of bakari.
When bakari follows an informal past form or ta form of a verb, it expresses that the action took place only recently or just now.
The formation is ta form of a verb plus bakari.
Okay, so how do you say to come in Japanese?
Kuru.
And the te form is?
Kite.
Change the final te to ta to get the ta form.
Kita.
Attach bakari.
Kita bakari.
This means has just come. Can we hear a sample sentence?
私は日本に来たばかりです。
I've just come to Japan. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
私は日本に来たばかりです。
Listeners say, I've just come to Japan. Let's do one more. How do you say to exist, to have, or there is?
ある.
And the informal past form or ta form is?
あった.
Attach bakari.
あったばかり.
Here's a sample sentence.
そこで事故があったばかりだ.
An accident just happened there. Okay, listeners, listen and repeat.
そこで事故があったばかりだ。
Listeners say an accident just happened there.
そこで事故があったばかりだ。
ナオミ先生、最近ばかりを使いましたか? Have you used ばかり recently?
Actually, 使ったばかりです。
So, you've just used ばかり。
はい。
最近、バッグを買いました。でも、壊れてしまいました。それで、お店に行って、すみません、このバッグ買ったばかりなんですが、と言いました。
So, you bought a new bag, but it broke almost immediately. That's no good. So then you went back to the shop and you used ばかり when you said, excuse me, I just bought this bag, but... dot, dot, dot. So, bakari is useful when you're making complaints.
そうですね。キャットさんは使いましたか、最近。
ああ、はい、使いました。Actually, yes. 友達にランチに誘われましたが、食べたばかりです。と断りました。So, I was invited to lunch by a friend, but I had to turn her down saying, I've just eaten, 食べたばかり。
ランチ食べたばかりです。
So, that was really unfortunate.
残念。
Okay, so that's about all we've got time for this lesson. Go to JapanesePod101.com to download the lesson notes for more information.
レッスンノート読んでください。
So please be sure to read them.
じゃあまた。
See you next time.
どこの人?危ないよ。そこは立ち入り禁止だよ。
え?
立ち入り禁止って言ったの。意味わからない?大きい看板あったでしょ。あ、お客さん、外国の人?
そうです。
日本に来たばかり。
来たばかりではないです。でも、漢字の勉強を始めたばかりなんです。
ああ、だから読めなかったんだ。怒鳴ってごめんね。でも、何してたの?
写真を撮っていました。
そこで事故があったばかりなんだ。だからやめた方がいいよ。